Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Center played host to the Kenaitse Indian Tribe in the Wednesday Chamber of Commerce Business Luncheon. Bernadine Atchison was the guest speaker, providing a construction update on the new education campus on Forest Drive. It will be called the Katnotana Dodildect Campus.
It is on a 5-acre parcel. It's close to the Kenai Municipal Park and Kenai Beach. So one of the reasons why this place is significant is it's very close to our traditional Kenaitse village, which this part is one of our traditional village areas, and that's why we call it our campus over here. But the Education Learning Center is very close to the campus, but it's also, with it having access to the beach, we're able to go out and view the mountains, which are significant to us, because when you see our logo over here with the three volcanoes, which they represent, Iliamna, Readout, and Spur. And so it's a very significant area over there. So we're very happy that we were able to select that spot.
The Seattle Daily Journal of Commerce reported it last July that the tribe broke ground on the project last August that would consolidate its educational programs and honor its culture. It will have a preschool and after-school programs. They'll be housed in classrooms on the main level of the education wing. The second level will include admin spaces and tribal classrooms for the K-12 youth program, education and career training, and the Dena'ina language programs. The full basement will be available for future growth. The multipurpose wing will have space for indoor recreation and cultural activities such as Native Youth Olympics, a second-story walking and running track, and room to host a gathering of up to 300 people. The scheduled finish date of the Katnotana Dodildect campus is March 2022. In September 2018, the Kenai City Council voted to approve a resolution to design and construct an off-leash dog park in Kenai with a location within Dalbenspeck Family Park along the northeast side of the pond. Former Kenai Mayor Pat Porter provided an update on the status of that park on KSRM Sound Off.
Shortly before I was no longer mayor, we realized that the citizens of Kenai and were wanting to have a dog park. So we moved in that direction. We already had some designated land for that purpose. And so it was our goal to get it started, made approval through the city council, had it all set up, and then I left town. And it went along for a couple of years and then kind of just sort of faded into the sunset. So I kind of have resurrected that to make it happen to open next spring.
Former Mayor Porter said that the city has developed Dalbenspeck for families.
But over time, it's always been actually a place people have taken their dogs to swim on the opposite side of where all the family activities go. So in the phase three of that plan for the park, has always been a dog park. So this is where we have moved forward, and there are over an acre and a little bit more for expansion in the future has been designated for that area as a dog park. They still will be able to swim in the lake, but you'll still have to take your dog outside the gate to do that. The gate's not going to be included. The fencing area is not including the pond. That will be an individual choice, but they still will be able to swim in the pond on the other side.
Porter said the city will maintain the dog park with the potential for a civic organization to get involved as well. She said the dog park will be well maintained and well supervised. The new fenced off-leash dog park will be financed and constructed through the use of donations and volunteers. The Kenai Community Foundation is handling the contributions for the support of the dog park, and it's set to open next spring. Anchorage Mayor Dave Bronson is asking assembly members to approve funding for a new mass homeless shelter. KTUU-TV reported that Bronson met with assembly members on Tuesday to discuss his plan to build a 24-hour navigation center and shelter that will offer beds and referral services for those experiencing homelessness. The project is expected to cost $15 million.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.